some geometric realization for singular blocks of representations over the quantum group at the root of units.
Yeah. So we're starting 5 by 6,
so thank you very much for inviting me to talk here, and thanks the audience for staying here. It's a good time to start drinking beer, but unfortunately I have to give a talk. Whatever. So let me start from two ideas which are so philosophical that I wouldn't call them math. Actually, the second one is mathematics. The first one is pure philosophy, so meaningless. I don't know about you, but I know the following incarnations of quantum. Well, I would say in topics I know, I mean in algebra more or less. So one of them is replacing Lie algebras by quantum groups. So introducing the letter Q. Now the second one is probably more well known to physicists. It's replacing some finite dimensional manifold or space or whatever by loops with values into X. So maybe this dot prime, which is considering representations of loops with values in a group G, in a Lie group G, instead of the ones for G. And the third one, these two are called one dot, if you wish. The third one, which is less well known, is, in very broad terms, algebraic geometry is replaced by non-commutative algebraic geometry. More specifically, a manifold variety scheme X is with sheaf of functions is replaced by the pair X with a gerb on X. And this gerb, in various incarnations, could be understood in different terms, but for me, this is a sheaf of Azumaya algebras. So these things can be compared. In the topic I'm interested in, they are, so the comparison at least between the first two incarnations is very well known. So let me start from this one. So let G be a simple algebraic group. Maybe for the sake of conventions, let 6 a Borel subgroup and a maximal torus in it, and let G, B, T be the corresponding Lie algebras. So then we can consider the formal Lie algebra. G of S and its central extension, which is called the affine Lie algebra.
So
this one has a canonical central extension, well known. So just without any special comments, let me introduce the corresponding group. So by definition, this is at least C points of this one are C, just G of Laurent series with values in S, the formal loop group. And it has standard subgroups. So G of S is the subgroup of, well, formal arc group. And the formal R group has evaluation map to just G. So every series is evaluated to zero. Now we have the standard Borel here, and its pre-image is denoted like this, and this is the standard, the Ivakhori subgroup. Okay, so I pronounced all this just to say that the category I'll be interested in here is the category of modules at some negative level k over this affine Lie algebra, integrable with respect to this one. So this is kind of the character, I mean, the actor playing this role. And now let's introduce the one corresponding it in the first picture. It's, well, let's, so this, consider this number k. So let's consider uxi, which is the Lustig quantum group for the Lie algebra G, I mean the Lustig version of the universal Noethian algebra for the of quantized universal Noethian algebra for G with specialization of parameter Q to the 2k root of unity. And we consider the category of finite dimensional modules over this algebra. So this is the category I'm interested in on this language. Notice that uxi is a Hopf algebra. So in particular uxi modules as the monoidal category. Now there is a tensor product here called fusion tensor product. Okay, so now there is this well-known theorem by Kasdan and Lustig that this category is equivalent to this category as a monoidal category. So, okay, so kind of two versions of quantum match, and remains to introduce the third version of quantum, so the one over there. Yeah, it's the primitive root of unity of the corresponding order. So now let's consider the group G. So it's a finite dimensional group. It turns out that given a level, an integer level K, so several people, including this actor here, so including some people in this room, introduce the canonical gerb on G at the level K, where K secretly is the same thing as here. It's the integral invariant scalar product on the Lie algebra. So let's denote it by maybe gamma K. So given this gerb, one can consider the in analytic terms the corresponding twisted K theory. So the gerb is equivalent with respect to the action of G. So this is the twisted equivalent K theory of the group G. Now there is this theorem due to Fried, Hopkins, and Telemann, which establishes the connection between this data, which is a kind of realization of the third version of quantum, so a certain non-commutative space, so a sheaf of algebras, a sheaf of non-commutative algebras on the group G, actually on it's an equivalent sheaf with respect to the adjoint action. So it is related to the other versions of quantum. Namely, the theorem states that this twisted K theory, which more or less is the K node of representations or modules of the corresponding sheaf of algebras, is equivalent, so is isomorphic, to the Grothendieck group of representations of the loop group. So the whole discussion here is rather analytic than algebra geometric, so I'll just put here loop of G at the positive level K. Actually, there is a level shift here, so I'll put here K prime without explaining this. But anyway, up to this small shift, there is an isomorphism. Well, isomorphism of what? Both are actually algebras, so this is an algebra for a certain convolution. And this one is an algebra because this category of representations has, again, fusion tensor product. So here is the main comparison between So notice that here the level is positive, and over there the level is negative. So the pictures do not match yet. Now there is a theorem which is due to Finkelberg. Which states that if we take so one of these equivalent monoidal categories, say this one, with tensor product, and take its quotient by what is called negligible objects. So this is a tensor ideal in this category. Then this quotient is equivalent to the above monoidal category, to representations of at the level, at the positive level k of the loop, a group of g with fusion tensor product. So notice that the level shifted from negative to positive. So in particular, this quotient can be compared to this, so say the k node of this quotient is isomorphic to the same Verlinde algebra, so to the twisted K theory of the group G. Now, so in other words, same is true for the quantum group, and here is the goal of the whole project. So understand this matching of the quantum group picture quotient by negligible objects this isomorphism with twisted K theory in algebra geometric terms. So so this goal is in a way too modest, because of course this quotient is much less interesting than the representations of the quantum group itself. So so the modified goal is to understand this category well with or maybe at the beginning without tensor product in terms of probably non-commutative geometry of the group G. So in fact very soon it will turn out that the group should be changed to the Lagrange dual group, but the goal remains. So let me make one remark. So this gerb gamma constructed in C analytics in complex analytics terms by Brzezinski was constructed not on G, but on a slightly bigger space, on the Grothendieck variety for G. So let me introduce it. So by definition, the Grothendieck variety Groth of G consists of pairs G B X, where X is kind of a varying index, where B X inside G is a Borel subgroup. And G lies in BX. So certainly we have a projection which forgets the Borel, and generically it's W covering. So indeed, typical element is a regular semi-simple, and a regular semi-simple element belongs to the unique maximal torus, and this maximal torus lies in exactly W different Borels. So generically, the fiber is W. So basically, what Brzezinski does, he constructs this, whatever, sheaf of Azumai algebras or gerb on this variety, and then he proves that when you restrict to this regular semi-simple part, the this gerb is W covariant, so it descends to the open part in G, and then he proves that it's extendable from this open part to G itself. Okay, so then why I'm saying this is just I can try to modify the goal again. So try to understand this category of modules over the loosely quantum group at the root of unity, possibly with standard product, in terms of geometry of the Grothendieck variety of G. So to this end, let me state some approximation which is known about this. So this is an old theorem by Bezrukavnikov and Ginzburg. Which states the following. So there is a piece in the left-hand side and some piece in this Grothendieck variety which are related. Namely, let's take the, not the whole category of modules over the quantum group, but the regular block. So this regular block, actually we take the derived category of this regular block. So on the other hand, so the regular block by definition is the piece in this category which contains the trivial one-dimensional representation. So So, on the other hand, inside this gross individuality, we have the piece which consists of those elements for which, well, Borel again varies, and N is the unipotent element. So basically, it's the following. We have projection to G. Here we have the cone of nilpotent or unipotent elements, and this is the preimage. Now, the theorem states that the derived category of the regular block is equivalent, well, maybe I'll skip some technical detail, to the derived category of coherent sheaves on this, so let's denote this guy by N tilde, equivalent with respect to the group. The only thing is that we have to pass to Langlands dual groups here. And this this variety is called the Springer variety for G. So everything now works not for G but for the Langlands dual group G hat. So I have to modify the goal again. So I want to understand this category in terms of the geometry of this gross individuality, but for G hat, not for G. And I think that in this form, the goal is quite reasonable and I'll present a result which is some partial result in this direction. So let's discuss the following question. So let's consider all blocks in modules over the Lustig version of the quantum group. So let's denote the weight lattice for the maximal torus in the group by gamma star. So this is the weight lattice. And let's consider the quotient of this by 2L gamma star. So L, if you remember, is the order of this root of unity. So the lemma states that these blocks are in one-to-one correspondence with W orbits, where W is the finite Weyl group, in this set. So also, it is known that the block, so a block is regular, which means that it's equivalent to that one. If and only if the corresponding orbit, so the action is free. So also it's known that this category, well, it actually follows from this realization that this regular blocks, the action of W, the while group, the finite while group, acts on this, and it should be free. So the W orbit should be isomorphic to W. So the regular block does not depend on this root of unity, on L. So kind of in understanding regular block, we don't see the quantum in a way. And we see this here because this category on the right-hand side does not have L as a parameter at all, while the left-hand side has it in here. So same is true for all other blocks. So only the number of blocks of each type depends on the level, but not on the root of unity, but not the So take some block, take the corresponding W orbit, corresponding so in corresponding to a block which I'll denote, say, like this. So suppose that the block is singular, so there is a stabilizer. So consider Wi, which is a subgroup in W, which is a stabilizer of an element. It turns out that it can be chosen in such, so an element can be chosen in such a way that it is generated by a subset of simple reflections. Generating W. So let's take the braid group B for W and this subgroup B sub I corresponding to these simple reflections. So here is the second metamathematical idea. So we want to realize this singular block. Actually, it's derived category, but I'll keep it as annotation here. As invariance of the action of this braid group on the regular block. So now let me explain this action. So there are many different notions for an action of a group on a category, and I'll choose a very specific one. Namely, so for this Braid group B, let's categorify the group algebra of this Braid group, or the group algebra of BI. And then, so this should be a monoidal category. And it will act on this category. So there are two categorifications. So they were studied by, so especially the first one was studied by a number of people, first by Zorge and Delin, then by Bezrukhavnikov, then by Simon Risch. So basically, we consider the following category. So I'll denote it by A. So it's kind of a category which plays the role of an algebra. So this this category A is the category of D modules on this double quotient, or if you wish, of bi-equivariant D modules on the group G with tensor product given by convolution. So basically, given two D modules sitting on G, you push them forward, and that's the origin for convolution. So I won't go further in this detail. So let me state a theorem, which, or maybe a proposition, because it follows from some other very deep result, which is the geometric realization of this category, or the category of representations of the affine Lie algebra. It states that A, so there is a bifunctor, A times, actually this is the derived category. This is the monoidal action. There exists a natural so in these terms the categorification of this BI is just D modules on the following. Let's take the parabolic for the for this choice of simple reflections, and like let's take double quotient. So now this is the again the idea due to, or maybe the construction due to Lurie and to several other people. So the last of him, of this list, is Gaisgori. So Dennis taught me this construction. So we work with monoidal categories and monoidal modules over them. As if we would be working with modules over the actual algebra. So this world of DG categories has internal home. And here is the idea that the invariants are in fact are replaced by internal home in DG categories over AI from the kind of trivial representation, which is just vector spaces, to our category. So one here is the trivial representation. Which is just notation for vector spaces. So here is the theorem. So the invariant over AI of this regular block are equivalent as a DG category to the singular block corresponding to this choice of simple reflections. So the thing that's hidden here is this notion of internal home for DG categories. So it's complicated and it belongs to the world of derived algebraic geometry. So this is kind of one side of this correspondence. The other side will be as follows. So notice that there is another categorification of the same break group. Yeah, I'll just apply invariance on the left hand side and on the right hand side, and then check that everything matches. That's my goal, but I have to pronounce all terms. Yeah. So another categorification of the same break group and its subgroup. So namely, notice that the wild group does not depend whether we work with G or G check. So the wild group is the same. So let's take G modules on this one and denote this category by A check. And for the same choice of I, let's consider A check I, which is D modules. Again, there is a parabolic now in G check. Here is a proposition. A check and so A check I acts naturally on where was this? Did I erase the wonderful theorem of Bezukhonnikov? So acts naturally on the derived category of Kiyun Sheaves equivalent with respect to G check on N tilde check. So let me recall one more thing, that N tilde is identified with cotangent bundle, so the total space of the cotangent bundle to the flag right. Now here is the theorem that internal home of categories in categories with the action of AI from vector spaces to this one. Actually, I'd like to introduce the notation. So the notation here will be that this guy will be denoted by M, and this guy will be denoted by M check. So the invariants here are just we derived yesterday of now the cotangent bundle, so equivalent coherent sheaves on the cotangent bundle to the generalized flat variety, where the quotient is taken by the corresponding parabolic. So the comparison of these this is a check. So I need one more. So I mean my role in all this is very moderate. I just noticed that provided everything matches, you can take invariance in the left-hand side, just as Joel said, invariance in the right-hand side. And if the theorem is established, then the corresponding theorem for singular blocks would follow. So the corollary from these two theorems is that, so now I don't need any awful machinery like this internal home in DG categories. The corollary is that the derived category of a single block with a stabilizer basically generated by subset of simple reflections is equivalent to the derived category of coherent sheaves, well, G-check equivalent coherent sheaves, on the generalized flat variety for the Langlands dual group, with the parabolic indexed by the same subset I. So this is my main result. I think I don't have time and actually wish to explain how this can be seen as some approach in the Fried-Hopkins-Telemann business, at least to this attempt of coherent sheaf realization of the whole category of modules over the quantum group. But that's it. Maybe one word. So this word is that this result is nice, but it doesn't see any monoidal structure at all. So this is all about blocks. And as I said, the blocks do not feel the parameter psi, the root of unity. They are not preserved by monoidal structure. So just trying to add several blocks of this type and several blocks of that type doesn't help, because we don't need know anything about the, say, representing objects for monoidal structure. So thank you very much.